Mike Shaft.
BBC Radio Manchester.
Tributes have been paid to the co-founder of the Greater Manchester-based cross-denominational group, the Maranatha Community, who's passed away. Dennis Wrigley helped create the organization, which offers spiritual retreats, but also campaigns on social, moral, and political issues. Dr. Linda Stally is a member of the group and delighted to say she joins me now. A very good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us. Tell us a little bit about Dennis. He was very special, wasn't he?
He was a very special man, and I think there are many people who may be listening who would agree with that. We're getting some indication of that also from the tributes that are coming in from all over the place. And I think the special thing about Dennis was he was never removed or detached. He was always with people. He was always available, very unlike most leaders nowadays, whether Christian or in society. He was always accessible. If somebody called the office or even popped in, we might try to protect him because he had a lot on, but he would always make himself available. And his love for people, I think, is probably what shone out for him above everybody, above everything else. Anybody who met him knew that they were loved.
Tell me a little bit about Maranatha and why he created the group.
Well, I think Dennis would be the first to say that he didn't create it, but he was responding to what he believed was a call of God. At that time, he wrote a book. This is back in 1980-81, a little booklet called Future Church, and that was written for the denomination he was part of at the time, really spelling out that the church needed to change its ways if it was to remain alive and vibrant and everything that Jesus wants it to be. And a Catholic priest had written some similar things. He was in Yorkshire. Somebody spotted it and brought the two of them together, and they decided that they would have a day together in Salford. So Dennis brought a bunch of people that he knew, and Michael brought a bunch of people that he knew, and they simply got together, and the hallmark of that day was "We Are One." And these were people from traditions that at that time wouldn't have been so friendly towards each other, Catholics, Protestants. But there were miracles that day. People testified to the fact that God had healed them of bigotry. We even had a physical miracle. There was a man who had registered blind who got his sight back. That wasn't because of any prayer for healing or for him personally. It was really God showing us that when people come together, when his children come together in unity, he confers a blessing, and that's been the story of the community ever since.
And give me an idea of what it has achieved over the years.
Well, achievement, I'm not sure whether we would use that word. The aim of the Maranatha community, and particularly under Dennis's leadership, has been simply to be obedient. Firstly, sharing in the prayer of Jesus that we be one, and so reaching out, encouraging ordinary folk to reach out across denominational barriers in the first years. That inevitably took us to Northern Ireland, where we were invited to go. And again, the ministry was not one of going to tell people what we could do, but simply going to be alongside, to pray with people of different traditions, and to say, we are one, we want to pray together. Over the years, that meant that we saw amazing things happening in terms of reconciliation of people from different persuasions, different backgrounds. And that was not just denominational. I remember one particular silent retreat that we had where there was a lady who was a German lady who was sat next to a lady with a Jewish background, and God did an amazing work in them as individuals. And it always starts at the individual level. After about 12 years of the life of the community, we had a gathering in Birmingham, and God spoke to us in a very powerful way and took us on a different track. That's when he called us to start speaking out to the nation, to make people in the nation aware that the reason that we were seeing a decline in all the social indicators and the health indicators in our national life is because we had turned away from his ways. A simple message, but actually it was taken up by MPs and peers, recognizing that there was something wrong and they didn't have a political answer. So over those years, working at a simple level, but really all based on endeavoring to listen to God, it wasn't coming up with grand schemes and plans and goals. It was all about listening to what God was saying and endeavouring to respond to him in obedience. So I'm not sure that we would lay claim to any achievement as such, but what we can say is that the community has grown and we have seen God do amazing things.
Linda, this weekend, Dennis, because of what he did and because of the person that he was, would be absolutely devastated by what has gone on in Paris on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true, and has been over these last months, seeing what has happened, particularly in the Middle East. One thing that Maranatha has always done since the very beginning is to stand very strongly with Christians who are suffering persecution. In the early days, that meant writing to Christians imprisoned in Russia and campaigning on their behalf. More recently, of course, we're seeing the massive persecution of Christians, particularly in the Middle East, but it's going on in well over 100 countries. I mean, as a community, we put together a report about a year ago. It was last October. Dennis and I went to Geneva and we presented a report to the President of the Human Rights Council of the United Nations, amongst other people in those bodies that serve in Geneva, church and political leaders. And the report basically contained thousands of instances of Christians, individual Christians, small groups of Christians, who have been persecuted solely because of their faith. And so this has been something on our hearts. We are one with them. They are part of the same Christian family, and we are guilty in the West of just ignoring their plight and not speaking out. So this has been a common theme over all our 34 years. Now, of course, that's become much more visible and publicly horrific with the activities of ISIS, but the same battle remains. And the one thing that we have asserted over all these years, whether it's in Northern Ireland or whether it's in the Middle East, is that fundamentally this is a spiritual battle. And if we don't address it on a spiritual as well as a human and practical level, then we're missing out on what God calls us to as his people. In terms of what is happening, I think that the Egyptian church is a great example to us of the way that God would have his people respond. The Egyptian Christians, who have been massively persecuted over the last years, have been a wonderful testimony to the way in which God can turn around a situation. And the relationship between Christians and Muslims in Egypt is largely very good because of the attitude of the Christians there, who have taken seriously God's injunction to love your enemies.
Dr. Linda Stalley, can I thank you very much indeed for taking time to be with us this morning. Please pass on our very best wishes to Dennis's family and to all the members of the Maranatha community.
Thank you very much.
It's Sunday Breakfast. It's BBC Radio Manchester.